Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Money. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Money. Scott reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cooper trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Fisk, who tags Cooper, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joshua for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn bunts between the mound and first base. Caldwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice is walked intentionally. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Dwight Evans. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Scott moves to third. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Denny Doyle pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Miller steals second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Bob McClure now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Miller moves to third. Burleson moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball four. Miller scores. Burleson moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny Doyle now playing second base. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry pinch hits for Larry Haney. Bob Stanley now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Joshua reaches second base with a double. There goes Bry trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Burleson who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Bry, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Money moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. Wynn moves to third. It's Brewers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Wynn scores. Quirk moves to third. It's 6-5, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Sakata moves to second. It's 7-5, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Joshua hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 8-5, Brewers. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn scores. Bando moves to second. It's 9-5, Brewers. Dick Davis pinch runs for Ken McMullen. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Davis moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Bando scores. Davis moves to third. Sakata moves to second. It's 10-5, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Joshua hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Sakata scores. Moore moves to third. It's 12-5, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore scores. Joshua moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doyle fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Joshua scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 14-5, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fisk out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.